So, welcome to some rambles about powers and actions. Been thinking about this one a little bit since the questionnaire was posted by I Charge Blind People not long ago. Hopefully it's still not that long ago by the time I get this posted. Thanks for anyone who made it all the way to play after seeing this post and was at least interested enough and then saw what will probably be many minutes of rambling and still hit play. Appreciate it. Also, fair warning, I think I'm taking some inspiration from many different universes or worlds. So if you're not a fan of the multiverse, sorry in advance. You may want to turn back now. So anyway, the way I took this when I was picking three powers, no limits, I mean, maybe I kind of took a slightly more boring route, but the thing about picking anything super high profile or like a real superpower to me is that it just gets complicated really quickly. So I'll give you a couple examples of like things I considered that I was like, no, I don't think I would choose that. And it's kind of interesting in the scenario we're choosing our own powers, whereas I guess a lot of superhero stories are about powers that are thrust upon them and then they must decide what to do about it. But so, like, one example is, like, having the power to heal people or something. Or, like, where you would live forever, you could make people not sick or something like this. At first I'm like, that's cool, but then when you think about that, to use that power, your life is basically constantly surrounded by, you know, ill and dead or sickly people. And I was like, that's not really what you want. So, another one that I almost went with was like having some sort of ability to time travel, but almost every movie that involves time travel, things go horribly wrong at some point. You're trying to go back and correct what you did. So I just kind of said, nah, I guess you're meant to be in the time that you're in. So I really thought more about, instead of, you know, a superhero, I guess, I kind of thought if I could live an enhanced life with certain powers, what would they be? So just sort of like Hottie's life, but a few notches up. So the first one that I picked was actually pretty easy, because I like to go places, but I hate to travel at this point. Waiting in line, sitting in a car, traveling on a plane. So, like, even the ability to fly, I was like, no, I don't want to take my own time to fly. So I was like, the first ability I would choose would be teleporting. Just because I'd like to be able to just be, oh, let's go here, and then snap, you're there. You know, so just to be able to teleport back and forth places, to get where you want without all the hassle. I think that would enhance my life pretty well. And I'm just talking about teleporting in space, not in time, because of the whole time travel scenarios I talked about already. So that's probably slightly Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty, kind of inspired, I guess. For my second one, I would like the ability to acquire skills just by wanting to acquire that skill. So it's a Matrix-inspired thing, right? So where he's like, he needs to learn or wants to learn Kung Fu, and then he knows Kung Fu from the Matrix or whatever, like just believing he can do it. I forget exactly, I'm sorry. But essentially just to be like, I want to learn to play guitar, and then like, boom, you know how to play guitar. I want to learn how to cook gourmet meals, and then boom, you know how to cook gourmet meals. just to be able to, again, it's sort of like, I guess this is starting to feel like I'm just lazy. to be able to do stuff without all the work required of doing it, be able to travel without the hassle of traveling. So teleporting, being able to have new skills without actual practice and learning and that kind of thing. But anyway, I guess, you know, these are my choices. And then the third one is probably the more superhero-ish of the bunch. I think I would be cool to have some sort of cloaking or to be able to be invisible at times. And I actually think this is somewhat pragmatic with my choice of teleporting, because to one of the next questions, would I be a hero or a villain or blend in with anyone else? So the way I've taken this is just sort of trying to blend in among the crowd, I guess, but just as, you know, slightly enhanced version of life that doesn't put me out as a sore thumb or call too much attention. And I think invisibility might help with that, because in just teleporting somewhere and like pop up and people see you, it'd be better to, you know, pop out somewhere and be invisible or stay invisible. Again, I guess on the laziness side of this is, you know, you could just, oh, I need something from the grocery store, and just stay in your pajamas, teleport invisibly over to the grocery store and get it and go back. So yeah, there we go. My three powers for Hottie's enhanced life. Teleportation, invisibility, and skill acquirement by pure desire, I suppose. So it, as far with blending anyone else, no, I wouldn't have any costume. Again, I guess I would fall in the category of, is it Edna? No capes. And I assume I wouldn't need anything special for being invisible. Like, it wouldn't be like I had to carry around Harry Potter's invisibility cloak. I could just be invisible. And then the whole teleporting thing also kind of solves the later question of, you know, how would I travel light? Or would I have some sort of vehicle? So hopefully, you know, I also wouldn't need a, you know, Wonder Woman's plane of invisibility to be visible. And just teleporting, I don't need any other mode of transportation. Like if I were to keep my job, even with my enhanced abilities, which hopefully I'm not a mutant, but I kind of feel like I'm drawing a little bit as well from, you know, the X-Men. But anyway, I could avoid, wow, I've totally gone and talked in circles here. I can avoid traffic with being able to teleport, was the point I think I was trying to make. But I do think, as far as like clothes or modes of transportation, I think for teleporting, I imagine having that done, you know, since I'm not going to worry working with Scotty or something on the Enterprise. I do imagine having more like that work through like a port key from Harry Potter verse. Maybe something, and so maybe there's something that's a cloaking device / port key that like fits in my pocket, some sort of modern pocket watch or something, enhanced iPod. Or something that would be sort of my signature, maybe. I think I would want it to, you know, fit in my pocket versus like being a brooch or something on my chest. But yeah. Another question: the governments around the world have started recruiting people with special abilities. How would you respond? See, in the whole, like, blending in thing, I always hope for some universe where, you know, the special abilities don't make you the freak. So, certainly not one to be actively volunteering just because the government wants to register me or something as someone with special abilities. So, I think I would kind of try to remain as normal as possible. Unless I felt like it was a more accepting world. But then there's also the question, would you start a group of fellow supers, other humans, or remain alone? And so while I want to blend in, I don't think necessarily always remaining alone is the right thing. It would be nice to, through some channels, be it whatever, Xavier, Professor X or whoever, or some school for gifted thing, gifted folks, enhanced folks, Hogwarts or whatnot. Anyway, to make some sort of connection with other people with certain abilities. Not necessarily people who are trying to change the world, but just people who are similar to you that you can make a connection with. So, like, it'd be cool to have other invisible friends. One of which that came to mind was, like, hang out with Violet from The Incredibles. Or, you know, if my teleporting port key abilities allow me to take other people with me, you know, that's much better. So you can be like, let's go to London today. And then just pop over there and do stuff and come back and maybe have fun being invisible and freaking a few people out for laughs, although that's not very low key. But yeah, having some other people like yourself, I think would be good. Although I don't know if they would be, I would look for, yeah, connections with other advanced, enhanced humans. Not necessarily, you know, joining up with the Avengers or anything. Would you worry about anonymity? Yeah, I mean, that's sort of along my whole process here of, you know, trying to blend in, but make a connection, but be low key, and not choose anything too high profile. So, yes, is the short answer. I think most people would. I mean, I guess that's what many supers struggle with is having their identity, the risk of revealing their identity to the public, being exposed. And then you get to a slightly more crisis point with this next question. The end of the world is coming along, and the military is seemingly powerless against it. Would you step up and save the world or use your abilities to go somewhere else? So, like I said, I can't change time. So, my world is your world. And if it comes to an end, I come to an end with it, I suppose. Unless I could teleport to another, quite far, to another galaxy or something, another planet. I think at some crisis point, if somehow my abilities came in handy, while I didn't set out to save the world, I think I might feel some responsibility to try to help. So, I mean, I guess the whole invisibility teleportation thing, it'd be a good, I guess, espionage tool. Go behind in enemy lines and compromise something. And then I guess my acquiring skills, you know, if I had to acquire some new skill to help save the world, that could work. That always is the test, I guess, of people with abilities when, how do you step up? feel somewhat hero-ish, I guess, at some point, but it's just really, like, I didn't really set out to do any of this. All I wanted to do was just have some cool stuff added to my life and not really bother anyone else. Although, you know, enhancing my life and having other enhanced lives or was kind of a plus. Then along, you know, who would you hang out with? If you could choose up to three heroes or villains to work with, who would you choose? So I guess my first thought was, like, I don't want to pick anyone too high profile again. So, like, maybe, like, Storm, because it, I don't know, it'd be cool to know somebody who could control the weather wherever you wanted to go. And she's kind of high profile. Then, and I had to look up the guy's name, but, like, the guy who, like, runs so fast, and I believe it's Quicksilver from the X-Men. Like, he runs so fast that things are stopped, and he's, like, configuring people in funny ways in the movies before they realize it. Like, matching that power against my teleportation would kind of be an interesting interaction, I guess. I don't know if it'd really be good as, like, a team member, because maybe our powers would be too similar, but that one came to mind. And then from, like, the whole portkey enchantments kind of stuff, you know, it'd be cool to hang out with some witches and wizards. Hermione Granger, whoever. You gotta pick the best witch of her age. especially being muggle-born and everything. That would be kind of fun. I wonder if with my whole acquiring skills quickly, be like, show me how to do this, Hermione, and then, oh, I know how to do it now, like, kind of thing. Just to know that exists, to want it, and then be able to do whatever the witch spell casting, enchantment kind of stuff would be. And then the other one was along, like, gadgets and stuff. So to call to another universe now, I don't really want to hang out with Batman because it's Batman, but I would, from his universe, kind of be interested to hang out with Mr. Fox. I think it's Lucius Fox or something. At least who he is in, like, the Dark Knight, I think it is, series, where he's sort of Wayne Enterprises research and development head, and he's the one designing all these cool gadgets for Batman and his Batmobile and everything. So, yeah, I would want him on my team just for, like, the cool gadgets. You know, as far as, like, the espionage call, I guess, I made earlier. Similar to whoever it is that supplies James Bond with his gadgets. If I went that route. And then the last is sort of about legacy. People have been talking about your deeds, so apparently I didn't manage to maintain a very low-key profile. And they wish to create a memorial to you. How would you prefer to be remembered? So for this one, I guess I was like, you know, I don't really want statues or, like, some library or building or something named after you. But what I think would be cool, I guess, is if my portkey cloaking device teleporter, whatever, or some sort of new invention that was somehow got my moniker to be remembered for some invention, I think would be kind of cool. So, yeah, there we go. I think I like my choices. Invisibly teleport myself here and there, easily acquire skills, hang out with some witches, some cool people, some invisible people. Thanks for this questionnaire. Thanks for sitting through my rambles. Hope you enjoyed, and I look forward to listening to other people's answers or reading your comments. Thanks, Haven, and take care.